się nam działa. Meaning and pathways in mind. We cross thoughts over like X's and Y's. They run, they hide, they make us fools. They make us wise, the deep blue pools form in your eyes. Tears run, you laugh, you cry. Love, luck, destiny, work and play. Do your thing, have your say. Like a moth to flame, you flit, you fly. Too late in time, you turn, brief. Timeless, pause, you burn. How many times this wheel has turned? How many times this lesson learned? Born to die and born to die again, again, eons pass by. Lonely still you stay awake, vigilant, so much at stake. All to play for, but the objects not to win. The part you pay, you part you play, best played when you give in. A soul to spend eternal time learning love and lessons sublime. Point to your heart center, this is you. It's traveled long ways through time, it's true. And on, till we cease to strive, just then the end will arrive. Moth emerge from chrysalis one last time. At last, find unison with divine.
Thanks, Jack. John McNally, please.
Hi, folks. Before I start, I wrote for charity for the Ocean City, so if anyone's feeling generous, talk to me after. This is for the marriage referendum, and because of time and just a circumstance, I didn't get a chance to go through it. But it's a satire, so I hope I offend somebody, and it's in the style of George Formby. So it's called The George Formby. Now I go no campaigning for referendum day, for the Bible tells me to fight against the gay. When the date was set out, we all crawled, covering lampposts with insulting scrawls. We have arguments to uphold. When defining marriage, when it comes to kids, we say nay. Especially if you're single or gay, you'd be surprised at the things we say. When defining marriage, to stop progression, we'll work hard, we will never stop. We'll halt this blinking furnace, put our great leader up. What the bigot stances fall, equal means bugger all. Sure, equality is not for all. When defining marriage, welcome to our special land. Surely, surrogacy is our new brand. It's something we don't understand. When defining marriage, a mom and pop, that's what we believe. Don't care about divorced or bereaved, and bastards for our laundry's needs. When defining marriage, to stop progression, we'll work hard. We will never stop. And halt this brinking furnace with our great leader, Bluff. Lesers kissing side by side, panties 90s highest by, but we don't know what goes inside. When defining marriage, now fame campaigning queen in distress, we made sure he checked herself, and I will keep her on the shelf. When defining marriage, to stop progression, we'll work hard, we will never stop. We'll halt this blinking furnace with our great leader, Bluff. With instinct and loafership, the shoes firmly on the other foot, this town straight and no buts. When defining marriage, queens and faggots, square ox too, to vote now is up to you, so we can continue our abuse. When defining marriage, when defining marriage.
Thanks, John. Give me a call, please.
This was written when I was living in Passage, and it's a very short poem. It's called River Scene. In Carrigaloe, a train rattles by, caterpillar slow. Morning air, a quiver of raw silk. Clouds hold the sheen of clustered pearls. Perfection hangs in polished stillness. All this I take in, then exhale.
That's it. Thanks, Betty. We have Lizzie Foley, please.
I've been writing more songs than I've been writing poems lately, so I'm going to read some more lyrics. The lights are off and everybody's home. The bulbs blew, but no one thought to replace them. Sitting in the dark at the start is a lazy kind of fun. Then you realize you don't even know what day it is. Turn the lights back on. We're working, but we're getting nothing done. Ideas come and go, but we misplace them. Searching in the gloom for a muse is too easily half done. But half a muse will not amuse your audience. Turn the lights back on. This is nighttime, no moon. Stay low on the dark stairs in my room. Make the world big again. It shrunk and I grew down with it. This is deep sea too far down. Shine a light so you can guide me out. Make the world free again. And stoke me in its deepest depths. Turn the lights back on.
Sean Bell, please.
Doing a last minute edit, last all around now. Have to go with what it is. It's something I wrote about 2 months ago. And I would say it's quite done, but you know, I just really want to say something that I've written recently, so. How does one be a grown-up? I mean, I'm grown, though that doesn't seem to count for much. Maybe it's what you know or what you know you don't. I don't know. There's probably a film about it on TV now. Coming of age, rat in a cage, makes an unhappy set of mistakes. But stumbles till he runs to play in the sun. With all manner of visions and romanticizations in the omnipresent obsessive fetishization of youth. What else is new? Crave blooming things or defend everything old like there's no more room. Whatever the act of becoming more is, I don't know if I care anymore. I care enough to write about it, but I'm prepared to pine my life away. I'd rather clap and cheer for others, becoming the more they themselves hold dear. Today in work, I watched a man's life crumble to ashes. There was nothing I could do, only tell him the bad news. And he screamed curses at me, seeing only the brand of my company. I took it on the cheek, turned on the empathy. Is it to be grown to know when things aren't really about you? What could I have done to undo his financial history, his business model, his lack of precautions? What could I have done for a cat I didn't know and who ran across the road before his lack of experience could be known? Mistakes happen to those who don't know or plan or get screwed by the man, and in cities and towns daily, cats are knocked down. But maybe you need to force yourself to care that it is about you, because if you don't care, then who will? And someone else crumbles. I guess I'm grown because I'm the only one left stopping diabetes killing me. I keep sticking needles in my abdomen, pricking fingers, dripping blood into a glucometer. Am I grown because now more than ever, I'm truly alone? Oh, I have community. I have friends, acquaintances, colleagues, random transient partners to sleep with. But still, I'm alone. No one depends on me beyond colleagues, and if I left, another drone can fill that hole. Ugh, fucking melodramatic, right? Probably depression talking. Take it back. Remember what the counselor said. Review the actions that gave you those thoughts. Listen to the voice, then let it drop. See the maps your mind walks. Truth alleyways of naught that whisper from every window. You're alone. No! You know better. You're growing. This is yours. Your growth. You've grown because you've grown past those thoughts that tell you you're alone. Thank you.
Patricia Welsh, please.
So I wrote this poem as of yesterday, and it doesn't have a title, but it's a bit rough around the edges, but I'm hoping like it. Scrabbling for words. The cheap seats aim for your pleasure. Your natural or material world, that's fine. Not touching at a distance, resting cases. Connecting a variety of ways, weakness, weakened by commitment, overload, a tarot fulfilled. Do not condemn me, I was trying my best. At professional distance, cold association. And mate as ever, you never tell the same story twice, no stock recollections. Talking business after hours, submissions. Being good is paramount, not taking bribes. Holding hands with a lost creature, the same woman you married, icy grip. For the sake of kids, commitment is dysphoria. Painfully recalling the course of duty. Reading through dinner, a priestly cold. Flicking through dungeons of bad practice. Now crossing lines, chaste association. As protocol decrees, barring agreements. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we have Owen Murray, please?
And the lunatic was phone playing, and madness is the aftermath of creativity, and the genius was phone playing in the muck by the lake that was marked private property, and he was subsequently taken to the loony bin, where they informed him his epiphanies were only evidence that he was diseased. But he knew that Plato saw the universe in terms of shapes and patterns, perfect in their abstraction, for he saw them every day. I keep this to myself. And madness is heaven unbound, and genius is to see God and maintain your poker face. And when you're vibrating in those upper spheres, only medicine can bring you down, though mortal cries can reach your ears, and you meet them with a flood of love. For God did this too, and you're not afraid to be like him, but this is where you slip, because the universe is a snake eating its own tail, and God put nothing else beside, and God is outside, you are in.
Can we have Tony O'Shea, please?
Hi, this is a short poem. All my poems seem to be short poems. Probably says something. This is called Grief. Some of you might recognize it. Tears come so easily. Is there no bottom to this well? At least we'd have company if we were all in hell. But those who did love her, each suffers alone, with our pain and our memories, walking grief's lonely road. Thank you.
Excellent. Can we have Colin McManus, please?
Thanks, Rob.
Okay, can we read a few poems?
It's called fish. In the tank at work there are six fish, an air filter, pink, blue and red pebbles, and one cleaner fish. He's like the dustbin man of the fish world. On the bottom there's a hippopotamus and her calf, but they're not real. When I'm idle I sit and stare and they go round and round, always forward and always at the same pace, with the odd dart here and there. When I'm idle I sit and stare, just waiting for one of them to reverse. The bureau. Hanging off a brass hook from unadorned white deal, without ruler or pencil, rectangular slots made to measure for envelopes, highlighters and USB sticks, and an add-on of shelves for stapler, staples, paper clips and punch. Cut rough with Sandvik, 6 teeth per inch across a chair, dust falling to the floor, glued and nailed with inch and a half ovens, points tapped a blunt on the kitchen tile. "Aren't you going to paint it?" she asks, and before I can reply, "You never finish anything." Le Plan. Today the universe rang, twice, and fortunately I was in to take the call. Ha! First it was Eugene, and then it was Jason, dropping back ham and rye. A ruse, no doubt, to fool his wife and go drinking pints with me. I am now the person she hates most coming to the door. We talked a trek in the wilderness, a safari, swimming with the rats, and then devised a plan. Technology. Oh, here we go. To buy 20 cigarettes and smoke them all at once and then give them up for good. What's the chances? I don't know. But before he left, I sent him off with Bukowski's women. Now I know his wife will never speak to me again.
And next up we have Max Green.
Okay, we a bunch of artists went down to the Blaskets there for the last few days, about 20 of us, and they told us the children, when they hit the mainland, had never seen a tree, and an old woman wanted to go to see it before she died, and she said, "Turn back the curragh before she got to the Queen." So this was in my head during the weekend, so I just wrote it there now. So it's kind of the core of a pig, a green pig. Where's my heart? What have you done with my clevy? We toast by the stove, nurse our hot bevies. My half door was opened to welcome the horse. The smokers lean over, bums out and heads cocked. A blue stripy jug of creamy porter. Tins of metal alloy Guinness-like water. Mine went to the pail at the back of the outhouse. Light flushed the loo, tiled with mosaic flowers. Savaged the childbirthing bed of my pain. Trendy duvets, gaudy counterpanes. They now fear my meadows, for they would cause them Lyme disease. What care if your thorn keep your skirts up to the knees? The terrors of watching a long stormy night. We sing ribald songs by wild campfire light. Sad laments for the home place, the fair divan. Turn back the nave vogue for fear of the land. Dow dolphins, lagoons and ice cream vans. Come hipsters, come surfers, come new age chants. You'll laugh at Mushgale, all go and leather on. But Chaim of Wire, Nainur, her mind went to Onshuk. You'll laugh at my silly stories, they're so long winded and miserable. But my mother lost 9 children and her mind went to Simpen. But we all whispered our dreams on the crescents of sands. We've seen the limp gaze of the grey seal calves. We've seen the turnip sun sink on the farm olive. You say tangerine. We say on sale garav. You and I share the stillness, the starlight. Ishtavail Hume, keep our secret, the baskets. So,
last song, as I try to challenge myself to sing it a little short. As we stand encircled by the stones, we go back millennia, and I once knew you then, but you don't know me now. As we stand embracing an icy wind, my camouflage hides me within, but you, I see ghosts in your eyes, and you don't know me now. You are once, you were my liege, my chieftain lord. Our clans united then beneath your sword, and I play the harp at your court in the earl's time. I see your colours in the mist, your hue is of the silver birch, with hair this ether hour, dissolve the willow flower, and you bend in wind song like the reed, music of my native seed, the harpist and the chief, but you don't know me now. You ask, but I don't paint your noble face. It's because our roots entwine this native place, this ancient place, and emerging through our lines are traced back to the earl's time. Once you were my liege, my chief and lord, our clans united then your sword, and I play the harp at your court in the earl's time, in the earl's time.
Next we have Kironka. He's gonna play the guitar, no?
Yeah, the song came out there, so I said it was just off the over there. I'm glad that I wasn't alone in that. How long it your eyes to the smoke and flame. I see your prize and not be tame. Being swallowed by a ghost. A ghost of a heart and of passion. Won't you rise to meet your host? So have you been blinded by lights flashing? The glare of all your longing, of all your wants and needs. Illuminate all your wrongings and so your hopes and dreams. See the kettle isn't happy till you call the pot black. And I can hear him laughing at me for all the things I lack. And I'm so happy in her presence, and I'm losing to her beauty. But her heart has a tenant, and her wide eyes look upon me with a mutual binding. Say not, found the man I love, even if he's not worth finding. On a platform you're above, and you feel your heart being carried down this road of seclusion. But you know that you've been married to the warmth of this illusion. Either the water from your face will run down the bones and tendons of an endless fall from grace, and a constant nervous tension, or you'll sit upon her shoulder and guide her like a dove through a love that's getting older, and walk with her above. But your eyes can't see the light, and your body feels hollow. You've been waiting for the sight of this summer's last swallow, for her to come and fetch you from the place where you've been drowning. For a man who wants to fly, all she offers you is grounding, and down that hole you'll fall with vacant smile exhilaration. For you've lost what it meant to value and be patient. It could never be that dull, and her love took a scare. But when she arrives above, she'll be walking with you there.
Thanks, kiddo. Next we have Michelle Billy.
Beds left unslept in, while skin worn thinly thickened in its layers, coiled tautly around me now, winding relentless, bypassing flesh and pressing their prints to the skeleton, stained porcelain columns hollow no more now, ready for dawn's morning choirs singing things like, "What were you thinking?" Pawning sleep for marrow on a whim. And did you know the canal walls would widen? And dauntingly they did. Haunt me on seeing you tied there on the other side to me. I watch you rise afloat till falling into backdrops of weathered walls. but there's a delicacy in the spine of the current occurring between us. She sets the pace of thought, and under her, blurred objects being swept and lapping politely behind me. Water speaks to stone and mortar, and their debates paint them dapple greens. Fluent in their simplistic chatter, through muffling walls of this daydream ripening finally. Make loose now the rope that binds you safe, enough to drift through.
And last but not least, we have Rosie O'Regan, finally finished her five-word challenge poem.
That's the truth. Well, maybe I finished it, maybe I haven't. I don't know. Probably give it a lash anyway. Fuck it. Okay. Arachnophobia is contagious to children. I should know. Remember learning, unlearning. Remember age 3, 4 or so, plucking 8 legs from the monster that sent my bigger small brother and his bigger small friend running. I remember feeling brave, watching as that spider crawled away with its feelers. I remember not feeling that. Later, my sisters, how my other mothers broke like china, became fountains of fear, lost their ability to breathe. I learned well and years followed. Many spiders died, lost sultry nights. My fear tortured them. Later, I remember my father, how he moved his hands to show mine care, how to gather a leggy visitor in a glass, set it free, saying, "Goodbye, Mr. Spider, and say hello to the wife." I remember his blue eyes making my arachnophobia redundant.
You should have been a good driver, right?